You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Burgers, fries, and shakes. All of those probably come to mind when you think of McDonald's restaurants. And a lot of us of a certain generation identified the company with San Diego, where longtime owner Ray Kroc settled. But a new piece in Phoenix Magazine called Mac Daddy indicates the Valley's connection to the burger chain goes back a long way. And with me to talk about that is the article's writer, Carrie Duane Cornelius. Carrie Duane, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So before we get specifically to Phoenix's connection, I want a little bit of background, because I think we probably all think we know about McDonald's, but how did it really get started? What era are we talking about, and why are the McDonald's, whose name is on the restaurant, not actually involved in the company?
Sure. So the McDonald's brothers, Mac and Dick, were from New Hampshire, and it was during the 1930s when, you know, as many Americans couldn't find jobs because of the Great Depression, they decided to move west. And they had dreams of becoming Hollywood producers. And like many people with Hollywood dreams, they had to fall back on the restaurant business. So they opened the original McDonald's, which is called McDonald's Famous Barbecue, in 1940. And that one served things that we would not expect a McDonald's to serve, like slow roasted ribs and tamales. And it was one of those places where you drive up your car and the car hops serve you in their skirts and boots and things. So eventually, Ray Kroc, who was their milkshake salesman, came in and bought the franchise rights, and eventually the real estate rights, and eventually the right to the company and their name. And so that's why they're not known as that anymore.
Now, there's a lot of great background in your piece, but one of the things that surprised me, and this is kind of the basis of the piece, is how the first franchise ended up in Phoenix. But this was not a Ray Kroc decision, right? This was before Kroc took over?
This was before Ray Kroc took over. So basically what happened is in 1948 or so, the brothers discovered that most of their customers were ordering hamburgers. They weren't ordering this slow roasted stuff. And so they decided to completely revolutionize the restaurant. And they took a page from Henry Ford's assembly line production for making cars. And so they had grill men and fry men and shake men. And they industrialized the entire restaurant by creating these machines that would form the patties or squirt the mustard, and the Lazy Susan, where you could dress 24 hamburgers at the same time. And they created this speedy service system that was a self-service system where they could pay their employees the littlest amount possible. You could get your hamburgers in 30 seconds, and it was only 15 cents. So it was just very much emblematic of the time that people wanted speed. They wanted a low price. And then they eventually decided to franchise. And they sought out franchisees, and the first person to step up to the plate was a guy from Phoenix named Neil Fox, who worked for General Petroleum Corporation. So he had no fast food experience, no restaurant experience at all. He knew the gasoline business, which is actually kind of a benefit because he knew where people drove and where people, you know, congregated. Right. So he was the one to first buy it. And at the time, no one could really make any money in franchising, but he bought the franchise rights for $1,000. And in 1953, he opened the first McDonald's franchise, which was in Phoenix at Central Avenue and Indian School Road. And it was also the first one to have the original Golden Arches, which are somewhat different from the Golden Arches that we know today.
Well, it's pretty interesting when you mention the Golden Arches in your piece that the origins, it seemed like the Golden Arches were there because they resembled an M, but that's not really the story, right?
No, that's what we all assume. But they started out as two arches, one arch on either side of the building. And it came about because at the time, you didn't have television advertising. And so the customers had to drive past and notice the building. The building had to be, essentially, the architecture had to be the billboard and the advertising and the branding for the company. So they got together with an architect from California called Stanley Clark Meston, and they designed this golden circle design. And he thought, is this going to be hokey? I don't know if this is going to work. He was really skeptical of it, but they said, no, this should work. And it wasn't until about 5 years later that they said, wait a minute, two arches make an M. And so they redesigned it. But Phoenix was the first one to have that design. And then they redesigned the original McDonald's location, the barbecue one that was in San Bernardino.
And Carrie DeWitt, you mentioned in the piece as well, and I'm not sure there are specifics about this question I'm going to ask you. So if you don't know, obviously that's fine. But anyone who heads past that corner of Central and Indian School you mentioned knows the original McDonald's is not there anymore. Do you know that because of the history, because it was the first franchise, was it ever considered for any kind of historic designation or anything?
Not to my knowledge. It was, I mean, there's very little information about it. And even when it was dismantled, it was like in the 1960s, but no one really knows much about it. It wasn't considered a big deal. The one in San Bernardino, and there's a couple others that are considered for historic designation that are preserved. But the Phoenix one, no, it's long gone.
You also have a couple of fun tidbits in there that not only did Arizona have the McDonald's with the first golden arches, it also has the only one without the arches?
Without the golden arches, yes.
Yeah.
So that one is in Sedona. And because Sedona has such strict regulations in terms of what buildings need to look like so that they fit in well with the city and keep the city beautiful, when McDonald's decided to open a store there in 1993, they had to opt for turquoise arches because those are they fit in with the sky, and the McDonald's itself is sort of a burnt sienna color that's quite scenic that fits in. So it's well photographed by many travelers because it's the only one without the golden arches.
And also, I thought it was fun. I think Marshall Trimble is the one quoted. The chain's first drive-thru is also in Arizona, in Sierra Vista. How did that get started?
That was funny because, as you know, Fort Huachuca is located in Sierra Vista. And there was a rule that the military couldn't wear their military fatigues in civilian locations. And so it was a hassle for them to have to leave the base and then go home, change clothes, and then come back to McDonald's to buy their Big Macs and things. So the manager decided, you know, there was a business opportunity. So he just knocked a hole in his wall and created a drive-thru. And it was the first drive-thru for the entire company. For some reason, both McDonald Brothers and Ray Kroc had resisted the drive-thru model because they wanted to brand themselves as a sort of self-service model. So it was kind of fun.
Carrie DeWitt Cornelius has indeed written a fun article for Phoenix Magazine, the August issue. It's called Mac Daddy, about the Phoenix connection with the McDonald's burger chain. Carrie DeWitt, thanks for the time today.
Thanks very much, Steve.